The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And it's our birthday today.
Woo!
That's right. You have stumbled upon the ReviewParty.com first anniversary birthday party extravaganza episode. Aren't they lucky, Matt?
They're so lucky.
We've been podcasting for a year.
Whole year.
One whole year. And you might... I said that to my friend Elijah, friend of the podcast.
Aww.
You may know him from such reviews as the stool softener one. He was like, well, what happened to episode 52? And I was like, oh, we released some episodes. You know, we released like 5 or 6 episodes when he first dropped. So that's why. But we're here. We're celebrating the birthday. And I think we got a great episode prepared.
I think so. We'll find out.
Who do you think celebrities that really like their birthday are? I imagine Mr. T still probably celebrating his birthday pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Big bowl of cereal in the morning or something like that.
I pity the fool who doesn't enjoy his birthday. I pity the fool who does not take time out of their day for themselves on their birthday as he eats some delicious Captain Crunch.
We're going to go with other 80s people who probably like their birthday. Billy Idol might.
I could see that.
It's my birthday. Right. And I'm dancing with myself.
Unrelated or perhaps related, I bet Billie Eilish still having a great time on her birthday.
Probably. But most days, except for the days where, I don't know, she doesn't feel good.
She's just not having a good day. But I bet most of the time she's having a great time on her birthday, especially so. Well, she's got to have some bad days to write those sad, sad songs that we
right,
all love so much.
That's what I'm saying.
Go to that dark, dark place.
And sometimes people have bad days and they write dark, dark reviews.
Dark, dark. Do you have a dark, dark review? Is that the segue to?
No, I don't. I just figured we should say this is the only podcast that reviews internet reviews and is funny for a whole year.
Some other podcasts out there might be funny, but for a whole year?
No.
Funny after funny? I doubt it. About reviews or not, we really got a couple legs up on these jokesters out here. If you don't got some dark, dark review, maybe this one will cause some illumination in this dark corner of the podcast verse. I have a review from Amazon for the U-Depot 12-inch mirror ball hanging disco light ball for DJ club stage bar party wedding holiday decoration. This is a $50 disco ball. I picked the 12-inch one because most of them were a lot smaller. So I thought this one seemed pretty about as big as I'd picture a disco ball in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got a review here from Katie V, if you'd believe it. She titles her review Hot Stuff. She writes, if happiness had a photo in the dictionary, a picture of this disco ball would be there. If that makes me shallow, so be it. I love shiny things. And a great pair of heels and makeup dancing my husband, medium rare steak, bubbles fashion, etc. But I digress. This is about the fabulous disco ball. It is 12 inches in diameter of pure mirrored perfection. It hangs in a place of honor in my bedroom, accented with a 2 Chavez LED pin sport hard edge LED spotlight. It spins like the principal ballerina at Bolshoi, reflecting white squares of angelic light throughout our room while Rod Stewart wonders for the 10,000th time if I think he's sexy. Yes, I do, Rod. I do. You're hot stuff. Just like my disco ball. Buy it. You won't regret it. 5 stars.
Okay. You know, at the beginning of that, I was like, this is a bold choice for a viewer voice you're providing here.
I thought I'd start us the birthday off with a bang.
started off with something. I think it did feel appropriate when she was listing all of the things she liked. Okay,
you thought this reviewer was a little too sane in the beginning to have such an aggressive impersonation.
But listing bubbles, shiny things, medium rare steaks. Yeah, okay.
I mean, okay. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love makeup dancing? My husband, medium rare steaks, bubbles, fashion, etc. You're kind of being redundant here, I think.
And a disco ball in your bedroom.
I did not catch that. The couple times I've read this, you're right. She put it in her bedroom.
With Rod Stewart playing ad nauseum, but except not nauseum at all because you love it.
She does like her husband. What she loves more is fantasizing about Rod Stewart while her and her husband make whoopee in her disco ball bedroom.
I was not expecting Rod Stewart to be wondering, do you think I'm sexy? I was expecting him to ask, have I told you lately that I love you? But mm-hmm. That doesn't really jive with disco ball music, does it? That's on me.
Yeah,
more of a slow dance fella.
I think you can have the disco ball slow spinning during the slow jam. But I don't think that's what this disco ball is awakening within Katie. Something much darker. It's much more sinister has been exposed because of this disco ball in her bedroom.
Disco inferno.
Yeah, the you can't hide the dark places of your soul when a disco ball is spinning with that Chave LED Pinsport hard edge LED spotlights. The humble brag there in the middle of the review.
She has it all. That's it. She has it all.
She has this disco ball spinning. Singeing all sin from anyone in the bedroom.
I don't know. If this is what her bedroom looks like, I don't want to see the rest of the house.
Well, I wonder if she went to the related, like, inspired by your browsing history items. There's a rotating thing you can attach to your motor that you touch your ceiling to put the disco ball on so it always is spinning. Some disco people silhouettes, some metallic fringe curtains. You think her bedroom just kind of looks like Back to the Future. The prom night. Back to the Future prom night.
Okay. When I heard silhouettes, I was thinking more like her bedroom looks like Kevin McAllister's house when he's trying to fool everybody that a party's going on. She's trying to fool everybody that something's happening in her bedroom.
Well, you know, it's really going on. There's
a lot of people in here.
She likes, you know, when she's sleeping, she likes just sort of a party going on all around her. Sounds so relaxing. She likes a coked out 60s disco party in her bedroom.
Silk sheets, mirrors on the ceiling. Yeah.
Now, you know what kind of party I like?
What's that?
A reviewparty.com birthday party. And it wouldn't be complete without a Matt review.
All right.
Following a Brent review. So lay it on me.
I have from WebsterantStore.com. That is WebsterantStore.com.
They thought of that one in the 1994 and they ran with it, dude. It's still going.
Solid. Keep it, save it, pin it, put it on a corkboard. By the way, if you check out our blog on reviewparty.com, you can find out how you can get rewarded for the reviews that you write on WebsterantStore.com. Because if you're a business owner, small restaurant owner, maybe it's worth it. Or if you just like to buy food and food prep items in bulk, maybe it's worth it.
It's our birthday, so you have to excuse the plug.
On that note, I have a review here from the nut butters and pastes section.
Yes. Yes. That makes me laugh every time I see it.
Bulk smooth peanut butter, 35-pound tub.
You're talking about a 35-pound tub of nut butter, my friend.
Silky smooth peanut butter, 35 pounds of the stuff. And Kimberly M. writes, this product is amazing. I use it for at-home use. And when we have a big party, everyone loves it very much. Thank you. 5 stars.
The light bulb that went off in my head, I assume is the same as yours. What kind of parties needs a 35-pound tub what? Of silky smooth peanut butter?
That's it. Yeah. What?
This part. Okay. All right. Well, we got to answer that question now, don't we?
We do.
So the obvious answer, we'll just say it, is some sort of sexual peanut butter party. There is peanut butter getting slapped on parts, getting licked off of other parts.
Right. Rob Thomas and Santana's Smooth is on repeat in this party.
Oh, no. That makes it. See, that takes it from, okay, these people are freaky and want to have a freaky fun time, to this is becoming cult-like.
Man, it's a hot one. Bow, bow. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
And that song, it, I believe, was designed to be a radio hit. So you know it's not a full 3 minute 40. That song is like a cool 2:45. So you are hearing those lyrics a lot while you're trying to set those solos.
Carlos knows how to shred it.
Talking about Mona Lisa, my peanut butter Mona Lisa. Maybe it's a painting party.
Okay, but they're food painters? Yeah, cool.
They're food painters? They're food painters?
That harkens back to the days of watching neo-futurist shows where they would just destroy food for art, for theater, for avant-garde performance art.
Maybe this reviewer is a bit of an avant-garde artiste.
Possibly.
Various gorillas eating bananas out of peanut butter. That's what I would want to draw anyway.
Speaking of gorillas, maybe this reviewer is an elephant and loves peanuts and peanut-associated products.
Sure.
No?
They're inviting other elephants over for an elephant peanut party.
Yeah, they need 35 pounds because that stuff goes fast for elephants.
Right. Imagine going to a graduation party, instead of like a keg of root beer and a keg of beer, they'd have a keg of peanut butter for you.
There's just a ladle resting on top of the unbroken peanut butter.
What's this reviewer's name?
Kimberly M.
Kim just shows up to potlucks with a 35-pound jug. She's like, no prep. Everyone loves it. She just puts it on the table. No accoutrement needed.
You know, I hate to show up empty-handed. Some people bring bags of ice. Kimberly brings 35 pounds of peanut butter.
Yeah, people that usually don't like to cook or contribute that way, they'll bring the soda. They'll bring the paper plates and napkins. Yeah. I got the peanut butter tub. Don't you worry. I don't know why she became a Southern Belle.
She's, peanut butter. She indulges in things refined. You know, when she's not there, it's missed. Like, everyone's looking around. Could really use some peanut butter.
The more we paint pictures of what might happen with this at this peanut butter tub party, the more questions I have about the applications of the peanut butter. Is there accoutrement? What's with this peanut butter? Is someone bringing a 35-pound jug of chocolate?
Okay. Does somebody have an 8-slice bread toaster?
Sure. Are we making milkshakes with peanut butter? I mean, just peanut butter alone usually needs something to make it more than the sum of its parts. Just straight peanut butter. Sure, I nosh on a little spoonful of peanut butter every now and then, but 35 pounds of straight peanut butter, brother.
That's a lot to spoon.
That's a lot to spoon. You're going to get clogged.
Heaven forbid somebody has an allergy. They will die. The air is just dense with peanut butter breath.
Maybe they just invite – they're just a sick cult having their peanut butter orgy, and they invite one peanut butter allergic person to it late.
Oh, no.
So they walk in, and the last things they see is this peanut butter orgy surrounding the sacred peanut butter tub.
Ugh.
And they, I don't know. Then they just do whatever cults do with dead bodies. Try and make her into some sort of peanut butter mutant.
Oh. Yeah, they cast the body inside peanut butter.
Maybe Kim is just a peanut butter mutant who needs large tubs to sustain her very being.
Well, if that's the case, she has found a place to provide it.
How many PBJs do you think you get out of a 35-pounder?
Oh, a lot? 100?
I want to know. And how many man-hours does it take to make those PBJs? 35-pound barrel. I'm just shocked. Oh, man. What a doozy.
Yeah, and everyone loves it very much.
So in my notes, for an episode, I usually have above it, link to each review, a short phrase that will remind me what review it is. Usually just the name of the product is fine. Mm-hmm. For the last one, for example, was labeled Disco Ball.
Sure.
This one I simply labeled Patricia.
Oh boy.
So she may be more important than the product itself here. Let's explore. This is a review from Amazon for the Clover Products Large Premium Confetti Cannon 6-pack multicolor biodegradable confetti paper popper. Launches confetti 20 to 25 feet. Party poppers for any celebration. Dang. Parties, birthdays, weddings. Hold Each box up. Contains a free bag of confetti decoration.
20 to 25 feet?
Allegedly. So these are some
nice,
some large party poppers. I would say larger than a road flare party poppers.
Awesome.
Big boys. And the one and only Patricia has a customer review titled "A Little Disappointed."
Oh,
fun, but no way 20 to 25 feet.
Oh.
Lucky if it went 10 feet. Some floated further. Biodegradable led me to think that they would dissolve. I used in New England 12-18. They are paper, but even with rain and snow, there's confetti in my lawn on March 29th. Next time, I will try a different brand. 2 stars.
Oh, Patricia, come on. You know the rate of decay is a little slower in those winter months.
No, biodegradable. Patricia's giving it a week and a half. If that's not disappearing, that's not the type of degrade she demands from her bio these days.
You're expecting instant detritus? It's just be instantly unrecognizable as confetti?
She wants that confetti to dissolve before she cleans up the party the next morning. She wants that eliminated from the cleanup process.
No, it needs to at least be there the next morning. So you look outside and you're like, ugh, what kind of savage am I? What did I do to Mother Earth?
So you think the guilt is the important, the guilt of the cleanup is
I love
part
that
of
guilt.
The entire party process, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. The guilt or maybe the anger that you bought into this consumer, just capitalist. It's not a Hallmark holiday. For whatever you're using it for. It sounds like she's using it for Christmas or New Year's, if it's 12-18.
Matt, do you feel that feeling after review parties?
No, absolutely not.
Do you feel that after you have a review party at reviewparty.com?
I feel it.
What sort of anger and remorse do you feel within you after our parties?
July 5th is when I feel it, which is coming up. Or it just passed for the people who are listening. And you know, you see the wreckage of fireworks. And once the smoke has cleared, once that delicious scent of sulfurous burning smells, once that's gone and you just see, you know, the corpses of fireworks, you're like, ugh.
Or in our case, reviews. The corpses of reviews.
So maybe I'm actually with Patricia. I want a swift erasure.
Now that you think about it, you can't stand to see it again.
I can't stand to see it.
Yeah, do you think reviews are biodegradable? No, these fuckers are stuck on human consciousness forever.
Staying around.
Yeah, I've seen the gobackmachine.com. These
powerful
suckers. But is that just a picture of the review and not the review itself? Wow, I didn't know we'd get so philosophical here on reviewparty.com anniversary firstbirthdayparty.com.
Do you want to try it and go furtherly philosophical?
Lay it on me, daddy.
All right. I have a review from thebash.com. You may remember thebash.com from a long time ago. Because it has a noun name.
It's so remorseful.
Because there's still evidence of the review. The Bash is part of a family of websites which the Knot falls under, and the Twist and the Flick It and the Bop It. Not really, but definitely the Bash and the Knot and some other things. I'm sure the listening audience has heard of. Anyway, the Bash is for throwing your parties like we're doing today. And I have a magician here on thebash.com, a review for The Great Boudini.
The Great Boudini.
Right? It sounds like a pasta.
That was some great Boudini. Oh, it's scrumptious.
Yeah. This review is from Nikki C, and she titles it Christening. Nikki writes, "Awesome. We hired The Great Boudini for about 27 kids at a christening. It was a huge hit for both parents and kids. Would Def use again?" And she gives 5 stars for professionalism, accommodating, overall talent, recommend, and overall 5 stars.
Boudini's the man.
To get a bit philosophical, what do you think was going through the parent or the organizer's head hiring a magician for a christening, aka baptism? Celebration.
They wanted sort of all sciences represented.
They wanted, yeah, they're not, this is a nonpartisan affair.
Right. This is the type of family that has a coexist bumper sticker on their Prius.
Okay.
They wanted, you know, every type of thing going on. They didn't want to leave no stones unturned. They heard about that Jesus guy. They said,
it's pretty
greatest trick of all, water into wine. Not the 3 days. That amateur hour Blaine could do. But the water to the wine stuff, they thought, that's crazy. Let's see what this Great Boudini can do.
Great Boudini comes out. He pulls out a deck of cards, and oh my goodness.
The things he does with those fingers, like noodles, slapping at the deck.
It's just, Most families would shun that contradiction.
What if he's kind of, so the baptism's happening and he's in the background. He's not allowed to get too close, but you can hear him in the background. I'm going to make the baby disappear. Yeah. And when during the dunk, he sort of bows, you know, as though he's receiving great applause and reappear. And the baby comes back. And he's like, that's one holy baby now, isn't
it? It's Christian now. Sparks from his sleeves.
I just think what a great guy Boudini must be to be open-minded enough. We don't know Boudini's background. I'm sure if he was a baptized Christian himself, he'd be very honored and excited to be a part of this.
I suppose so. On the other hand, but if he was raised by witches.
Like we know all magicians to be.
Correct.
Usually he's not welcome on such holy grounds.
He
you know?
Steps 1 foot and his flames cascade down upon him.
Yeah, but he
had
his
contract.
Best foot forward. He had he signed the contract in blood, put his best foot forward. And got, you know, gave a 5-star performance at this place that, you know, witches aren't usually welcome.
God honors.
Have a rough history with.
God honors contracts, though. He's like, hey, man, get paid, get in there.
We know witches signing contracts, that's real deal shit. Old Scratch, all that stuff is sort of swimming around here. And old Boods was like, you know what? I'm just going to give it 100%.
Give it my
best. Despite
the
history. And wow, did he perform flawlessly?
It sounds like he did.
I wish we could have brought Great Boudini on for our birthday.
I mean, we know how to get a hold of him, thebash.com.
Yeah, does he do podcasts? How much is, what's his going rate? He does bar mitzvahs, christenings. What about podcasts?
Hey, Boodles, what do you got in the way of audio entertainment? Can you do some audio magic?
I mean, if he's kept going during these rough COVID times, he's had to have some sort of Zoom integration, right?
He's got to have done Zoom magic.
Zoom magic. You know, it hurts my heart deeply to know that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, magicians. I am of magician lineage myself.
That's oh, yes. Right.
My grandfather was a witch. A professional witch. I've seen him I saw him perform.
What did he... Did he do that famous the witch trick where he places his finger next to his thumb and cuts his finger off?
I mean, all grandparents are privy to that witchcraft. That's sort of that's an easy one, right? Entry level right. Witch stuff. Anyone can do that. But as long as we're on the subject, one time I was his assistant, which meant I got to kneel in the contraption where you put the head in the box and he shoves a bunch of swords in it.
Ooh.
And then the coolest part of the trick, open the box, my head's not even in it, but my body's still underneath.
What?
Yes, very crazy.
I'd love to ask how that works, but a magician...
I don't know if I can reveal it. I don't
magician's
know if I can.
Assistant never reveals their grandfather's secrets.
Exactly. It's not even, you know, my secret to reveal. How bad would I feel? But I will give you one hint, and this is true. Yes, there was witchcraft afoot. You know, and at the time, as a young guy, I don't know how I felt about that. But now, you know, after I see the doodiddlers, what's this guy's name?
The Great Boudini.
The Great Doodiddler. I read his review. I saw his open heart and open eyes into going and performing at this christening. Now I understand the world would be a better place if we gave these witchcraft users a second chance. These black magic mamas and papas.
Yeah, that's another Santana song. Black magic mama.
And in parentheses, and papas. I think we're going to break now.
Let's take a break.
Take a little birthday break.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to a special birthday segment. This segment is a present from us to us. And hey, maybe you'll like excitedly watch over our shoulder as we open it.
And it's it really feels like a present to me because I have no idea. I'm the one who gets to open it on air with the audience.
Open it, audience. You've come to know us for over a year. What's your name, Brent?
Brent.
Okay, and my name's Matt, but we have other names.
Okay.
Like our full names, I mean.
Oh, okay. My name is Brent Nimitz.
My name is Matt Hellier, and today, this segment will review Nimitz and Hellier.
Okay.
Scary sounds, excited sounds, I'm not sure
scary,
which.
Scary, excited, strange. I feel like the birthday surprise is yet to come.
I have an Amazon review for the book titled Nimitz at Ease. Christy V. titles to review Nimitz at Ease. These reviews, I just in small ways, I feel like they describe us, the characters, and
really?
This Nimitz is actually the Nimitz, you know, that big guy. I feel like the people described in these reviews aptly describe us 100% with accuracy. So Christy writes, Nimitz at Ease is a wonderful saga of Hawaii and World War II. The author has used correspondence, photos, and diaries to reveal the deep friendships that grew between his grandparents, Sandy and Una Walker, and Admiral Nimitz. The hardworking Kama'aina family graciously opened their homes and hearts to Nimitz during his most stress-filled years, providing respite as the war raged in the Pacific. Although rich in history, from the attack on Pearl Harbor to the surrender of the Japanese forces, this engaging and well-written book also has all the elements of an interesting and enjoyable novel. Even those with knowledge of what happened in the war in the Pacific can be sure that they will still have some interesting and exciting surprises. Nimitz at Ease is a wonderful nostalgia-filled recounting of the beauty of the island, as well as the deep friendships, drama, romance, loyalty, and kindness. I close the book with a firm belief that the Walker family's friendship was essential in the Allied victory over the Japanese.
Whoa!
Right? That's a huge statement.
What a bold reviewer. Now, nothing but respect.
Yeah, here's a secret. I actually have three reviews for each of these books. So I'll move on to Anna Baker's review of Nimitz at Ease. She titles the review, Wow, What a Guy. That's my Brent.
Oh.
Gosh, I learned a lot from this book. Not just about Nimitz when he wasn't working, but also some juicy details about how he felt about some of his colleagues, his attitudes towards women in the service, and General MacArthur. Also, it seems our World War II hero suffered from insomnia. But who wouldn't with the fate of the Pacific on his head?
I don't even have the fate of the Pacific on my head. I just can't sleep.
Right. Lily also gives us a good idea of what life was like in Hawaii, with it being so isolated from the mainland, and how folks coped with a bad situation. Understatement of the century. What I liked best about the narrative is Lily's breezy style in what could have been a stuffy biography. Instead, we get a really good idea of Nimitz and his good friends the Walkers, who helped him rest and relax between disasters. Fortunately for the U.S., this driven man knew his job better than anyone, and the world was better for him. I highly recommend this book, as it portrays a very different side of a tough guy. 5 stars.
Oh, man. This dude is making the most of his vacation.
Right. And finally, Tall G titles their review, World War II. Personal life of the most important person in the Pacific Theater.
That's me.
Yep. As someone interested in World War II, I found this book very interesting and rewarding. The blending of the war history with the personal life of the main figure of the Pacific Theater during World War II was fascinating to read. I found it fascinating when one compares how someone lived in those days compared to the 24-hour news and 24/7 constant contact of today. No way could an admiral today have the kind of downtime Nimitz had in those days. I recommend anyone who's interested in World War II to read this book. 5 stars.
That passive-aggressive jab at the end. This guy was like, really taking it easy.
He's just sitting on a beach, you know.
No work emails, no bullshit. This guy.
Yeah, no away message. He's just on the beach.
Straight chilling, having drama and affairs and stuff, it seems like.
Romance.
First review, romance.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Nimitz reviewed.
This guy's a real, like, a Hemingway-type character, it seems like.
A bit, yeah. I'm glad for the few Nimitz products I could find out there. There's, like, a record from some German guy, and then Admiral Nimitz. Right. I'm like, okay, this better be good, and it was.
Yeah, my, you know, related as much as we probably share ancestors.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
I can say I definitely don't share ancestors with this character, but maybe some traits. Feel free to poke and nudge where appropriate, because I have a novel, meaning fiction, not non-existent, not real historical hero.
Oh, okay.
The novel Hellier's Trip by Philip Prowse. Sorrel Pitts titles their review "A Great Read" and writes, "Through a minor lapse of sexual judgment at Cambridge, Nick Hellier accidentally gets thrown into the equally glamorous and dangerous world of espionage in Egypt. Brilliantly written and very funny, Hellier's Trip is gripping from beginning to end, and the prose beautifully evokes the exotic atmosphere of 1960s Alexandria. I look forward to navigating the pickles Nick gets himself into next." 5 stars.
Yeah, you are kind of a pickly type guy.
I get myself in pickles more often than not.
I remember when I first met you in your, instead of a bunk bed in your dorm, you just had a giant jar. Filled with pickling liquid.
And I'm sitting right there on the lip of it with my feet dangling in.
Yeah, like a baseball dunk tank at a fair.
You said, "Hey, don't slip." "I'm fine. Watch this."
You slept in there like Luke Skywalker after his arm got cut off.
You got to do what you got to do to stay fresh. Fresh.
Stay fresh.
Huck Flynn titles their review, "Enjoyably Light, but Ultimately Unsatisfying," which I feel describes me to a T. Wow. So does this first line. "Hellier is a reasonable character, believably flawed if a little too successful with the ladies." Perhaps that's just jealousy. "And the writer has a good prose style with flashes of poetic brilliance. However, the novel fails as a spy thriller. Because when the going gets tough, the book ends rather suddenly, and with a lack of tension and a rather lame resolution. I'm not sure how historically or politically accurate it is, plausible or not. I didn't get to spend enough time with the principal characters to care enough. Maybe we'll get more substance in the next book." 3 stars.
Hopefully that wasn't allegorical to experiences in the bedroom with you.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully that's some sort of other trait.
Right. Finally, user MA didn't give a title to their review, so I will plow straight into it. They write, "An old-fashioned thriller a la Eric Ambler or Lionel Davidson. Exciting, pleasingly complex, jam-packed with colorful and amusing characters. Nick Hellier is a likable, spontaneous, and somewhat accidental hero who never misses an opportunity to bury himself into a mess of pleasure and danger. Brimful with local color, you can almost literally smell the heady fragrances of the Middle East. Can't wait to find out where Hellier will turn up next and what predicaments he will have to extricate himself from. Hugely readable. 5 stars.
Now that you mention it, you know, when I get a whiff of you from downwind, I think of like the Middle East.
Where you been?
Sandy deserts and palm fronds.
You used to smell like pickles.
Yeah, but for all that pickling you're doing, you sure do smell like a desert. How do you pull that one off?
What can I say? I'm an accidental hero.
Regular Frodo Baggins over here.
Oh, yeah. Poor Frodo. Team Sam. So that's Sam. Us reviewed. That's
us. Until maybe next year we can get some real reviews of us.
Yeah. Send us emails at reviewparty.com. Review us. Yeah, as say, people. It's not cruel.
Please be nice. I will cry.
With tears of joy, obviously.
Because you're being so nice, because I can't think of the alternative. Well, thank you. What a yes. Beautiful present, a review. For me, not for the audience. For you get us. A present from us every week on Tuesday. This episode's about us. And I got a review from us. Oh, it is... It is an Amazon review for Magical Flames, creates colorful flames for wood-burning fires. It is some dust you sprinkle on your bonfire.
Oh, cool.
So the fire is funny flames. The reviewer's name is Check the Description. They title it
okay.
A True Review. We have on our hands a true reviewer.
Oh, boy. Strap in.
And I cannot pass up a true reviewer's review for some party time bonfire flames. So, here we go. They write, I have bought these color changers for years from different vendors and companies. Usually one or two is plenty enough. Great colors. More than that, sulfur smells become much. This batch from this company is awful.
Oh.
I tossed one in and little to nothing. I tossed in two more and had some blue colors. It lasted no more than 10 minutes. I decided to throw in 5 packs.
Whoa.
After 5 minutes, I took a picture. Look for yourself. Not happy at all. Waste of my time and money. I will be returning what is left to the vendor. I either received a seriously bad old batch, or this product is just plain junk. 1 star.
Man. You need to hire the great Boudini.
The great Boudini. Exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth, dude. I can't get Boudini off my mind lately, really. We need to write a novel about him.
The Boudini in peanut butter.
The Boudini and peanut butter surprise. Full disclosure, audience, I know you can't look at a picture on your podcast listening device, but I'm going to say it. Them flames do be looking different types of colors. I'm sending it to Matt for verification. I feel like, are you fucking insane dumping all these chemicals on your party bonfire?
Yeah. Hey, do you want your guests to come back or never walk again?
Yeah, they're going to walk away from this party like they're walking away from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Don't look back.
Yeah, look back at the crazy blue pride color flames and be turned into a pillar of salt. Multicolored salt, too. At least you'd be festive.
There are certain things that when they're not working, you don't push your luck with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is one of those things, like, throwing stuff on fire, just throw more stuff on fire. It'll work.
Like heat with cooking oil? You don't do that. Now, marshmallows, can always add more of those.
Yeah, that'll work.
No, I don't think any reviews mentioned if that changed the marshmallow flavor.
I don't know that I would want a chemically altered marshmallow. I guess a roasted marshmallow technically is chemically altered.
So you non-GMO marshmallows for you only.
I just mean the cooking process is a chemical reaction, but I don't want the fumes of the burnt up borax coming up into my mallow.
What if that changed something within the marshmallow? Something deep inside on a genetic level. And then they turn into 5 crime-fighting marshmallows.
I'll raise them. I owe them that much.
And yeah, and you also get hit with the chemical fire ooze, and you get turned
into a stick.
You become a walking stick,
a
man.
Stick and person.
You need to teach them kung fu.
All right. Yeah, I call them sapling and everything, even though I am the tree.
Hello, saplings. I was fighting crime today. And they're just big, chubby marshmallow boys, and they love you so much, Matt.
Oh. Yeah, I would be all right with that then.
See? All's well that ends well. Teenage Mutant Ninja Marshmallows. Teenage Mutant Ninja Marshmallows. Teenage Mutant Ninja Marshmallows.
Cook them on a campfire.
There we go. You got a review?
I do. Speaking of all things ending well, this one doesn't. This is a review for Party City. In my hometown.
We already know it's going to be a negative review. I imagine that website has no good reviews for that. Establishment.
Let me try and compose myself. This is a short one, but I feel like we'll have some stuff to say. Okay. Karen Hawkins Camper writes, great for buying babies. Here they are being cleaned in mouthwash. And attached is the picture I'm sending to you now. 5 stars also, by the way.
It looks like a It is to describe the picture, it is a drinking glass filled with that liquid.
Green mouthwash.
It's very foamy on top, and it is filled with small plastic babies. And these babies, it looks like one of those giant test tubes. You would like the aforementioned Luke Skywalker tube, or you walk into there's the hero of the sci-fi story is on a foreign spaceship, and they walk into the lab, and it's filled with creatures in
clones.
Green liquid tubes, yeah. And one of them is just filled with 100 babies floating and crawling around and screaming and clawing at the glass as the protagonist goes by.
And he has to decide, do I kill them because they can't be set free?
No, those are monsters being created. Who knows
what
the
Listerine,
what sort of abominations or the Listerine babies will become. Maybe they just are not even babies. They're just supposed to look like babies to get our guard down. And then their teeth, their mouth unzips. My teeth, and they just start coming at you. We've talked about Resident Evil.
Yes,
I don't trust babies no more.
Everything you just said was scary. However, it's not as scary just as this picture. I'm wondering what is she doing with a Listerine cup full of plastic babies?
Cleaning them.
What for? I got that much. She's sterilizing these babies, but why?
We clean the babies. We need to clean the baby. So you don't think these babies are used for innocent play?
Oh, yeah. This is a baby shower. You're going to put each one in a cupcake. That's not how baby showers work. You put a baby in a king cake. Yeah, but it's just one, and the king cake comes with the baby inside.
Everyone to get a king cake baby. And she, you don't just order the baby without cleaning it. That's not nice to your dad, your guests. You don't know what kind of chemicals are on there. Ugh. We throw one of those little babies in the fire, the fire will change colors. No, you put them in Listerine so they're sterile for the cupcakes.
Even if that is the case, if they're cupcake toppers, is Listerine the go-to thing you would clean them in? Is that
Listerine? Listen, the potential of Listerine usages is totally untapped by mankind. The potential of Listerine, the potential applications of Listerine are endless. And I am proud to gaze upon this
sci-fi creation.
It makes me so proud of human ingenuity to see these babies being cleaned. And what is usually for teeth.
Yeah.
Even if it's for some sick baby necklace she's making. Making a necklace out of baby parts.
Minty baby.
Plastic minty baby parts.
She puts one in her mouth every now and then.
Maybe she just likes to suck the babies.
Stop. No. I know I indulged a bit, but no. This is too weird. This is just too weird.
Well, you got one. You got a palate cleanser. You got one to finish yourself here.
Sure.
Because this tasting a little minty in my mouth for my liking.
I'm going to go completely away from,
from Minty Baby.
Do you want sweet or do you want sour? We'll go sweet.
Yeah, let's go. I think we need sweet.
I have a review provided by Walmart.com for Double Bubble Bubble Gum Original Pink 300 Count Tub.
Ooh, whoa.
Right? And M. Shane titles their review, Great Stuff - Open Container. And writes, great stuff. It arrived with a plastic cut open. Guessing the people on the assembly shipping line needed a few pieces before it shipped. 4 stars.
I was hoping he'd do 5 stars. I don't want him to. I didn't want him to bump one off for the workers. I wanted him to be for the work. He's like, yeah, take a couple, 2-3 pieces, guys. God, you deserve
that's
it.
That's on me.
No, yeah, no Something problems for the people. Here.
It's like pouring one out for your homies. You gotta, they're going to take some bubble gum. It's fine.
That would be funny. A scene where they're like, we got to pour one out for the homies, but none of them drink, so they just chew bubble gum, sadly. They're just sad, chewing huge mouthfuls of bubble gum.
And then the one guy blows a bubble.
And in the burst, momentarily, the gum, like thin gum skin, forms his silhouette.
And then we hit black.
Yeah, and then we fade to black. But you hear their tears and their chewing.
Roll credits.
Beautiful. Yeah, as the credits roll, their chewing and their crying becomes more intense. Well, I think it's about time we rolled credits on this birthday party episode.
I think it is.
Thanks for joining us for the ReviewParty.com birthday. Thanks for joining us for a whole year.
At any point when you joined, I mean, you can show up fashionably late to any party. We're just Absolutely. Glad you got here.
Absolutely. So glad to have every one of you. So glad to have you, Matt, to do this podcast for a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will admit our sense of humor, our compatibility. It's a thing of stories. In my mind, it's a thing of legend. And here's a second birthday surprise for everybody, okay. Mostly just for you and I. A memory in which our senses of humor aligned cosmically. It was in college, and okay. we were in improv rehearsal. And there was a scene on stage, and we were both off stage, sitting in the seats, watching on the dirty couches. And someone called to Mom off stage, and I don't remember exactly what was said, but it was something like, "Mom, where are you going?" And both you and I, in perfect sync, said, "Coles." And in that moment, I don't know. There are rare moments where I'm that happy, but that was a rewarding moment. And this past year has been rewarding. So thank you inviting me on this journey.
Now we get to meekly say Coles every week for the rest of our lives. That's right. Look forward to the ReviewParty.com 50th anniversary bash coming not so soon. What iTunes even exist in 50 years? Absolutely. That's all that will exist.
Yeah.
It'll be Amazon versus iTunes. You have to listen to your podcasts in your mech suits as you go out to make deliveries for your overlords. Your Amazon overlords, and hey, we'll be the first to bring the reviews of those products to your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thanks everybody. Thanks, Matt. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
New episodes continue every hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Tune in Tuesday morning for some new review party. We'd love to have you there. We'd love to have you there. Listen to a new episode anytime. But just know it's Tuesday. It's waiting for you.
Hot and fresh.
Hot and fresh. And we would love some hot and fresh reviews in our email inbox, reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Submit some reviews for us to make some funnies over on said Tuesday reviews days.
If you want to just say hey to us in some other fashion, you can find us on social medias at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok, at reviewpartypod on Twitter. We're posting stuff there as often as we can. We're doing it. But also, hey, you can go to reviewparty.com, where you can find all of the episodes. You can find the blogs. You can find the shop. You can sign up for the After Party Review newsletter. Whenever and however you want to say hey to us or get more stuff from us, you can do it. Somebody recently emailed us and said, hey, I read your blog. Here's something else you could write about. And I was like, wow, somebody read the blog? Cool. So that's how much it means to us that you're here.
No, any time I get a user's submission, whether it's from a buddy or a new friend, it is so exciting. I'm so excited to show you, you know what I mean? And hey, you know what else I get excited is to listen to my homeboys, the Nosebleeds. You can find their jam, A Bread for Breakfast, on Spotify, as well as all their other jams. Just search for Nosebleeds. That's one word in case you don't got a freaking dictionary. I think in this next year of podcasting, I'm going to continue. I'm going to raise the stakes with my antagonism towards the audience.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've spent all my loveliness points in that sincere thank you to them. And I think it's all I hate the audience from here on out for me.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a rough year. We got Old Testament Brent coming in.
Yeah, we got to fight the sophomore slump somehow, right?
Yeah.
We got to have some punches. And I'm ready to punch everyone in the audience. Ooh. Line up to get a knuckle sandwich. And hey, speaking of sandwiches, I got a review here from Amazon for the Lido Lavender Scented Soy Candles. These are funny birthday gifts for women, girlfriend, wife, humorous birthday gifts for her friends, female, girlfriend, BFF, bestie, mature gifts.
B-day gifts for women.
It's a candle with a funny saying on the side.
Okay, still sounds sexist.
This particular candle on it says, "Hope your birthday is filled with lots of love, laughter, and cock." Okay. And then under it, it says, asterisk cake, damn you, autocorrect.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, pulling a fast one on you.
A guy could like that too. That's all I'm going to say.
True. Very true. Thank you.
Although, a candle for your birthday, and it's like, it's still there. Ugh. 4 months later, you're still looking at this birthday candle. Anyway.
It's lavender scented. I'd burn right through it. We got this review is written by Casella Bella. They title it "Don't." Really overpriced for the barbaric, nasty thing it says. Pretty pointless and enabling bad behavior. 1 star.
Someone sounds like a bit of a dweeb.